Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's short episode, I just wanted to raise a few thoughts around AI and dyslexia. I really believe we're coming into a zone of our own, and it's only getting better and better, and I just want to explain my thinking on this. I have done podcasts on AI before. I just think it is coming at us at full tilt. So let's dive in. Okay, now I just wanted to talk a little bit about technology today. I'm just in that zone and I can see it just changing the landscape for us with dyslexia and ADHD. Like, it's just going to be an absolute massive, massive shift. Now, I've believed technology was always going to empower neurodiverse right brain thinkers because it helps to automate and systemize the repetitive tasks that cause us issues, the stuff that we have to do on repeat, the boring, unenjoyable stuff. And we've been seeing this over the years. Things have been becoming easier and easier. You know, you look at the invent of things like YouTube and ways of getting content out. If you think in the old days, if you wanted to create a movie or something that even just a video and then release it to a large group of people, the amount of legwork that you'd have to do would be mind-blowing. Many of us would not have the attention span to do it. We'd lose interest. We'd struggle to test stuff in the world. And now with your phone and YouTube, you can release something to millions of people. Whether it gets seen by that, it's matter of fact. But it's about the ability that technology has allowed our brains to operate at such a faster speed. When we think of an idea, the ability to test it in the world is easier than ever. And it doesn't involve so much of the repetitive stuff. You know, to make money in business and stuff, you've got to build systems that actually repeat what you do, but that can come later. You've got to get the minimum viable product out there. You've got to get the idea out. And the one thing I know about dyslexics is we've got a lot of great ideas and we can now test them better than ever. And now AI is coming on as kind of a co-pilot. And we're seeing this more and more with ChatGPT getting better and better. You know, I've got the paid account with ChatGPT and I recommend it for anyone with dyslexia. The app itself on my phone now has complete voice ability. So it's kind of like Siri or the other ones, Amazon Alexa, but it's actually got a brain. So you can have a conversation with it. You're doing some work, you're struggling with something. You can literally have a chat to your AI and it will give you the answers you require. It is remarkable. You can also take photos of things with your phone that you're unsure of, and AI can literally read it and tell you about whatever you've sent a photo of. If you don't know a model, a make, if you've forgotten something, it is absolutely remarkable. And now with the addition of DALL-E 3, it can even create visual images to represent the thoughts going through your mind. Now, this is what we've also got to think about with AI, guys, is we're very early in the build of this thing. God knows where it's going to go, but it's pretty darn powerful. And to have literally your own personal assistant in your pocket now is crazy. Now, my personal belief is within a reasonable amount of time, they're going to have this connected to things like your calendar, your notes, your reminders, your email. You know, it's actually literally going to be able to learn how you work and how you operate and kind of become like kind of a symbiotic kind of piece of tech that just works alongside you to achieve stuff. You know, it's literally going to become something that's going to make you better. And what I wanted to really say today, guys, is that you, if you're not already playing with ChatGPT or the other versions, you know, there's a heap out there now, you need to be. This is going to be a game changer for all of us. It's going to help us get through the things that we find the hardest. It's going to only get better with time. And if you fall behind the power curve here, I do think people will struggle, in my opinion. I do think this is going to be that one thing that's worth putting energy and time into learning about, not just because it's cool and interesting. There's part of that, and there's lots of fun stuff to keep you motivated and interested in it, but just to know that it's there and that it can be operated and used for so many different things. We're going to just see it go through society over the next 5, 10, 20 years. And if you can get on now while it's growing and improving and adjusting, you know, you're only going to keep, it's only going to keep going from strength to strength. You may have even seen things like those new Meta glasses, but with Ray-Ban, where you literally can talk to your glasses and it can take photos of things. It's mad. And we're only on the precipice, the start of this journey. But what I would say, if I could share one bit of wisdom with you, is get in there. Go to ChatGPT, use the free version, try it out. Google ideas for using ChatGPT. There are tens of thousands out there on blog posts all around the place. But think about how it could be used in your industry of where you work. How could it support what you do on a daily basis? Really let your mind go wild and enjoy those that thinking process, because it makes a massive impact. So that's what I wanted to share today, guys. I will be doing some more podcasts on this, I presume, in the next year. I can only see it getting bigger and better. But my gosh, it's only gonna become a much funner thing. I've got to create my own dyslexia bot that people can talk to and it can help them. Maybe that's the next thing I play with. You know, you got to have ideas, got to have some fun things on the horizon. So hopefully that's got you thinking. Hopefully you're going to go out there and play with AI. Make sure you let me know if you do in our support group on Facebook, and have an epic rest of your day.